With a million people crammed into less than 3 square kilometers, Harvey is one of the world's most densely populated slums. 70-year-old lifelong resident Niamat Khan recalls the transformation of what was once a small fishing village.
50 years ago, this was an open space. Now there are so many people here.
One organization gives outsiders a glimpse of life inside this bustling Mumbai neighborhood through walking tours aimed at dispelling negative stereotypes of slum life. Reality Tours and Travel CEO Stephanie Hayes says visitors are surprised at what they see.
That's what people don't understand. There's hospitals, there's schools, there's businesses, there's industry, there's everything in here. And I think people are shocked by that. They're shocked by there's major streets running through. I think for me, the industry is kind of what sets Dharavi apart.
Located in the heart of Mumbai, Dharavi is literally a city within a city, an industrial epicenter that generates more than $650 million a year.
The slum is home to more than 10,000 single-room factories, specializing in everything from handmade leather goods to recycled plastic. Malik Abdullah inherited his father's business, turning plastic scrap into polycarbonate granules.
Jo item hamara India mein banta hai, wo jo raw material hai.
Whatever items are made in India, the raw materials are prepared here and sent out. The raw materials go to big industry, which make items that are sold both in and outside of India.
Abdullah's spirit of entrepreneurship is typical of the businesses highlighted by Reality Tours. The organization says it tries to show life in Dharavi without being intrusive, disruptive, or exploitative. The group also gives 80% of its profits back to the slum, money it says helps empower kids and teach residents English and computer skills. Last year, 10,000 people, mostly foreigners, took the tour. But even Mumbai residents like Kiran Jadhav participate.
For me, Dharavi was a place, just a place where, you know, people who are very poor or below the poverty line level are staying. I never thought that, you know, it's a place wherein there is so much of industry and work, and it's contributing to a lot of, you know, industrial work for Bombay and for the India. So I was amazed with that.
Dharavi is set to be redeveloped into a more modern urban space in the coming years, with proper housing and retail areas. While the look of the slum will change, many hope its entrepreneurial spirit will remain. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Mumbai.